Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, Chris Ronji, Kevin Wheeler with you here on KMOX on Sports Open Line on a Friday night. Ronji, I might have screwed up a little bit last hour with the alien thing. Not that I'm wrong about it. I feel like I'm fully committed to that being... Well, maybe what I'm wrong about is it might not be the only thing that could unify Americans to have a common cause. You know what else might do that?
Don't say the Los Angeles Rams.
No, just Kevin Demoff.
Ah, they probably like him out there.
I'm talking about here in St. Louis.
I can promise you,
regardless of party affiliation, regardless of philosophy,
sure,
of anything, I think we all can agree that Kevin Demoff is a turd.
I'm right there with you, big boy. Let's hear it.
So, I think this deserves some attention. I don't think this is going to be, we're going to spend an hour ripping on Kevin Demoff, but we're going to spend some time ripping on Kevin Demoff today because he's such a little.
Well, go ahead, say it. Go ahead, Kevin.
He's such a little poo.
A poo. Oh, my God.
So,
all right.
He goes on Twitter the other day, January 12th, right? And he's going through all of these great LA Rams anniversary. You're like, January 12th. A fun day in recent memory. Well, sorry, I feel like I should read this in Kevin Demoff's voice.
Go ahead and do that.
6 years ago today, the Rams returned home to Los Angeles. 5 years ago today, we hired Sean McVay as our head coach. 3 years ago today, we beat the Cowboys in a divisional playoff game, and it says, have a great at Rams NFL day.
Do we have any real sound of Kevin Demoff? I want to see if that sounds
Not. It's not that bad. He's worse than that.
I just want to see what... All right.
He's got the little voice. Like... I work for Stan. I just do what Stan says. It's like a little person voice.
What's wrong with little people?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a small voice. He's got a small voice.
Yeah.
I'm a little people.
Small voice. Yeah, you.
I just have a big voice, so the voice and the body don't match.
What are you, 5'7"?
5'7" and a half.
Okay.
5'8" in shoes, bro.
That a boy.
Good job, little guy.
But you are. Hey. But Kevin, you are sturdy.
I am not. I am not frail.
You're sturdy. Yeah.
I am not frail.
Yeah.
No. Short is correct. Somebody says small. Probably not right, but short's right.
I've never seen Demoff in person. Is he slight?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is he? Or would you say you're taller? Or
it's close. He's probably a little taller.
Okay.
I don't know for sure exactly. Okay. I remember him being a little taller, but I don't remember it being a noticeable gap. But anyway, in terms of his personality, he's a very small person. Like, he's kind of like, if you think of, like, when I think of Kevin, the word that comes to mind is
he gutless?
Smarmy.
Smarmy, yeah.
Like, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't think he's a horrible human being. What I think he is a complete sellout. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because he puts this tweet out there, and my response, like, in my head was, hey, can you, by the way, Kev, do you have the anniversary for when you first started lying to all of us to our faces? Because while the Rams were still here in St. Louis, every time he would come on one of our shows, you know, there was a time there when I was on the Rams flagship, you know, so we'd have old Kev come on the show every once in a while. And, you know, you'd have to ask him the obligatory LA questions here and there. And it was always, you know, no, we're committed to St. Louis. You know, we're all about the Rams fans and giving them the best experience. And this went on for multiple years before the move was an official thing, right? Before they had applied to move. But then once they get to LA, we find out that whole time they were behind the scenes working to get to LA, like going back to 2014, 2015. And this dumbass who spent all these times, and the reason I get angry about this, Ronj, is partly because this is how a team got ripped out of here, but also because he sat and lied to all of our faces.
Yeah.
Like directly looked at me, looked at Randy Carricker, looked at Tom Ackerman, and lied to us about this whole process. Because if they didn't lie, people here wouldn't continue to give them money. So, and this is, by the way, part of the reason why they lost in the lawsuit. It's why they had to settle. Because it was shown that they were misleading. The whole process was misleading. And it started from when they went through all this. So I think it's irritating to see him do that kind of thing on Twitter when he spent so much time here just bald-faced lying to people because his boss wanted him to. Like, at what point would you just quit a job if your boss came to you and said, I just need you to go lie to all these people every day, all the time?
I don't know if I honestly don't know what the amount of money is that it would take for me to go along with that. Because, I mean, the number one thing in your life is to provide for yourself and your family,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm sure that you would do anything you had to do to provide for
sure.
your wife and
yeah.
your kids,
yeah.
which means lying to a bunch of strangers that you don't really care about in order to make that happen. I don't know what his net worth is. I'm assuming it is in the millions.
I mean, he also comes, his dad was a super agent. His dad was a
right.
Marvin Demoff, who was a big-time NFL agent.
Right.
So he's from a family that was not poor. It's not like he's coming from the, you know, the streets. It's not like he's coming from, you know, the poor part of town.
Right. Right. So
he's not a grinder from, you know, I had to work my way up from nothing.
It's a little bit different because the dude has a safety net and he didn't have to do this. You
right.
don't have to sell your soul
right.
to be this. But this is part of the larger discussion that we have had before, where I think the way teams should be treated and should operate, and this has a lot to do with the collective bargaining agreement that I know we'll talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
The way teams should operate is not like the way other businesses operate, where it's we're going to put the other competition out of business.
Did you use
That's
the term yesterday, public trust? Did you say that?
Yeah, I think it's a public trust because you're asking all the people in the city. It's one thing to ask them to buy your product.
Yeah.
Okay? It's another thing to invest every day you have, or in this case, every Sunday you have, watching them, buying their merchandise, buying tickets, and investing your time, energy, money, all of those things, your passion into what they're doing, belief,
yeah.
all of those things.
Well, you're tapping into and you're benefiting from the parochial nature of human beings.
Right.
Right. People here didn't root for the Rams because their name was the Rams.
Because they're from St. Louis.
Because they represent
city pride.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They represent your region.
So that's why I think this isn't always about money, and it's not this business. You know, the
sports
as a whole.
Industry, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if the NFL makes, I think their revenue yearly is what, around 13?
It's up to 15 pretty
good. Is it 15
billion? It may not be there now because if they still had COVID problems.
But I'm thinking more in the 13, 14.
Next year, probably be 15.
Sure. So we're in that range where that's the number that matters. I don't think it shouldn't be a thing where it's I'm going to absolutely take advantage of the city that I'm in any respect, whether it's moving the team, taking the team away from them and lying directly to their faces, or it's I'm not going to invest in the team, which, by the way, they did both. That's the kind of thing you can't do because it's not. It shouldn't be treated as a strictly money-making local business because that's not what it is. It's different. Sports is different. You're asking people to invest themselves into you.
For bad reasons, too.
Sure.
Right? You're asking people to invest in you when you're not good.
Yes.
You know, like, could you imagine a restaurant's like, you know, our burgers aren't very good now, but we'd really appreciate it if you'd come buy some.
I know we made you sick last week,
but hang with us.
Yeah, hang with us.
Hang with us. We'll get there.
And by the way, this T-shirt's only $25 this week. This crappy burger place
yeah.
T-shirt. $25 this week.
All right. I want to continue this for one more quick segment, and not just the Demoff bashing, but just the problem that, you know, since this topic came up, because you get a lot of this. I know it's not mostly on social media from LA fans. It's like, man, you guys didn't do your part to keep the team. Well, no, you're right. They could have lived up to the initial lease right out of the get-go and said, we're gonna make all the upgrades that are supposed to be there to elevate the stadium. They could have done that from the beginning. But obviously, and they also, by the way, could have written the lease initially to not have that poison pill in there.
Right.
So,
Seems like that was done intentionally.
Leadership in town had some role in that, right? But, you know, the attendance thing is nonsense. The attendance only went down when the team was terrible, which is what happens in Cleveland, which is what happens in Detroit, which is what happens everywhere a team is bad. You're a Bears fan. You've seen it. How many empty seats have there been at Bears games when they're bad?
Oh, they're more toward the end of the season.
Right,
at the beginning,
as the
there
season
are people,
goes
yeah.
along, right. But as the season goes along and people know you're bad, they stop going.
The Rams, in the 13-year, like after the Super Bowl years, they had, well, there was one other good 10-win season, right? And that was 2002.
Yeah.
2000, what was it?
Oh, yeah, 2009.
Season.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah,
a nine-win
yeah, yeah,
season,
yeah.
right? That was a playoff team. Still.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm giving them too much
yeah,
credit.
Don't
you're
do
right.
that.
But what they had was a good year, and then it was just nothing but 8-8 or worse.
Oh, you had a 5-year run where you won 15 games.
For 13 total. Straight seasons, and you're drawing 55,000 people a year?
Yeah.
When you're barely hitting the 500 mark, that is support. That's support for your lousy product. So you can say that city leaders or people here,
they screwed up.
Yeah, but the general public did not.
No.
The fan base did not.
No.
It was everybody else. And it was a team that was just intent on getting the hell out of town.
But the part, right. And to me, the part that I really wanted to get into on this, and we'll do this in a minute, is even though it would have sucked if they left under honest terms, if they had just said, hey, better for us financially to get to LA, we're looking into it, and if the league allows it, we're going to go. I would at least respect that.
Still hate you.
Still hate you.
But respect it.
But you wouldn't be a total weasel like you are now, Kevin Demoff, for just blatantly lying to people for 3 or 4 years.
I want justice for Charlie Marlowe. That's what I
Charlie
want.
Charlie Marlowe is an American hero.
For that
Chiron over Kevin Demoff's face where it just said, like, Rams CEO / professional liar.
And whoever, and I've heard that he was in trouble for that. I don't know what sort of trouble.
I think it was air quotes trouble.
But
I don't know. I'll text Charlie and see what he says.
Whoever yelled at him, we need to have a talk. Because that was a local hero in a local hero moment.
All right. I think we covered that. Let's do a quick hitter on the NFL playoffs. And then I have a real serious question for you coming up after 7:30 here on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, so a little football here that is not picking on Kevin Demoff, who deserves it. But in this case, I want to talk about the playoffs for a moment, because, you know, I can go like a full segment, Ronj, and just rip the NFL to shreds because I hate the league. And obviously, you know, the league was a big part of what happened with the Rams here. And I totally understand people who have written off the sport and written it off and all. But I can't, because the product is just too damn compelling. I enjoy the games too much. And I feel like a jerk sometimes. I'm like, I should probably care more that these people are all a bunch of jerks, that all these guys are getting brain damage and their bodies are damaged. I know a lot of retired players who have a really hard time sometimes even just getting around, in part because of what the sport does. But the game is so unbelievably interesting.
Yeah, the game itself is compelling. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And the product is good. The major flaws the game itself has, stuff like, and which has largely been solved, I think, and by solved, I mean we don't complain about it anymore, and that is, like, what's a catch, you know, or what's
pass
interference.
That's actually not been a big thing.
No, it hasn't. We haven't talked about that really in a couple of years. It's not really a problem much anymore. There are very few minor issues when you watch football. It's just, there's so much good quarterback play, which is probably the number one thing. You still have two older quarterbacks playing at a very high level. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, both could be MVP. I think Rodgers is ultimately going to win that MVP. Josh Allen looks awesome. Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray. I mean, you've got all these younger guys, too.
I'm old enough to remember when everybody was complaining that there weren't enough quarterbacks to go around.
It wasn't that long ago, like 15 years, maybe.
Part of it is the rules have to benefit quarterbacks more now.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean there'd be more good ones, because you are what you are relative to the league, right? But the one thing that really has improved is just the not only the way that those players are developed, but also the team's willingness to be more creative and to do college things.
That's exactly it.
When they used to force the square peg into the round hole and you get the spread quarterback and you're like, no, we're going to go under center and we're going to go full back. We're going to go I formation and we're going to do this a whole different way than you've ever done it before. Now that there are more college concepts in the NFL, wow, all of a sudden you've got a bunch of guys that can play the position.
You stopped hearing coaches, front offices talk about, quote, pro-style quarterbacks. They don't do that anymore.
But it's not to the extent. It's just more a way of categorizing them than it is qualifying them, right? It's like, this is your style now as opposed to a statement about what quality you are.
They used to say that, like, oh, that college stuff, that ain't going to work here.
Right.
Well, clearly it does work.
Yeah.
If you put the right system.
If you'll run the system like that.
Yeah, it will work.
Right.
So that's, and it's fun to watch. And I guess we're talking about the rules really tailored to quarterbacks. And the only downside that has come out of it, which is something I should have mentioned a moment ago, and that is there are times, and this is maybe the one big complaint with the sport that I have now, is there are times and moments throughout a game where you're not really sure what a defensive player is supposed to do. They get called for targeting. I guess it's not called targeting in the NFL, is it? Just college. But, you know, they get called for these things. And you go, well, how is he supposed to defend that? Like, what is he supposed to do there? Those are the little minor things, but it's still not as bad as it was when they first started implementing these rules.
Now, if they would just review personal fouls, if they would just give it that second to see if it's actually a personal foul.
I would agree with that.
Because too many of those are like, oh, my God, he barely brushed him. Or a guy gets, you know, 15-yard for roughing the quarterback when he didn't do anything wrong.
And you know,
he actually was a form tackle. You know, it wasn't like anything wrong.
I don't mind, and this might sound contradictory because I am all about pace of play.
You're never contradictory. You're always consistent.
Thank you. Except for now. When I say that baseball has a pace of play issue, it's just the sport is a slower sport by nature.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
NFL is not. I know they take seconds off in between plays, but there's a lot of action.
Well, the plays that every time, as they happen, it's a lot.
Yes, every time the ball is snapped, there is so much going on the field. It's not one ball hit to one guy and then thrown to another.
Unless you're backed up on a 3rd and 9 near your own goal line, and you're bad and you're losing and you run a quarterback sneak.
Oh, which, who did, was it Campbell? No,
it was not
just
the Lions.
Just this past week, who did that?
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know it off the top of your head.
It wasn't the Bears, was it?
No.
No, who did do that?
Yeah.
Oh, the G-Men.
It's Joe Judge.
That's right, Joe
Judge. Of course it's Joe Judge.
That's
come
right,
on,
he
man.
Did. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, because he was just getting torn to shreds over
listen,
it. Yeah, you're
listen,
right.
This is what drives me crazy on that. Like, first of all, your team's terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
Go for it. Who cares?
What do you lose?
Hey,
throw a pick. Who cares? You're bad.
When the Bears played, who was their last? Oh, the Vikings. Both teams are out. Final game. I said, there should be zero punts today.
just play.
Zero punts. Not just zero punts.
But we're not saying go for it on 4th and 9 on your own three.
No, screw it. But it doesn't matter.
But 3rd and 9 on your own 3, and you're just going to run a quarterback sneak?
They're just terrible.
What's wrong with you?
But I think bad teams out of the playoffs, final game of the year, no kicks, no punts.
By the way, the Lions did what you're talking about. They were all like razzle-dazzle. You know, they went through, they had like a couple of flea flickers, a wide receiver threw a touchdown pass. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I do think there's there are certain things in baseball, like replay needs to be fixed because it takes way too long.
Yeah, that's the part. You got to just simplify it.
But in football, I don't know. This is contradictory. But in football, I really think there's some kind of drama with being at home, watching the replay for yourself, and then also, like, what are they going to call on the field? Are they going to get this right? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the way replay is used in football, and I'd have no problem if they add that element you're talking about. Go back and look at the personal fouls and make sure it's a personal foul.
We don't have to do it for every penalty.
Yeah, I would not
argue,
everyone.
I would argue just the 15-yard or more.
I agree with you.
So, like, a long pass interference, I think we should take a look at.
Or have the person who's in the control center, have them looking at it in real time.
Can we stop with the go look at the little video? Can we stop with the field officials doing that? Can we stop with the squawk box, the World War II squawk box in baseball, where the umpire's got to go put the headset on and radio back to HQ? Like, can we just stop with that and let the person in the booth just make the call?
I'd be okay with that.
I mean, it'd be so much faster.
But again, I don't mind the drama.
I hate it.
I don't mind it.
Like, let's go over to the cameras.
If they did what you're talking about, that doesn't ruin the pace of football all that much. I think it would be better to get those calls right than to just let it play out and have a few minutes taken off the game.
Hey, so last thing on this, we'll do this in 30 seconds. Anybody in the NFL playoffs you think is the best bet? Because I like the fact, what I'm liking about this year is I think that we're prepped for a lot of chaos. I think the AFC could go any number of directions. The NFC may be a little more top heavy. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Green Bay because they get the week off. They've got the home field advantage because they're used to playing up at Lambeau in the cold in January and all that. Plus, they always have a home field advantage even when it's not cold. And they have Aaron Rodgers. Throw that in there. That's an advantage in and of itself. So let's take Green Bay out of it. Anybody else strike you as a good sure thing?
Even though they're a 4 seed, there's something about Buffalo that's really intriguing to me. And I just don't. First of all, I don't think Tennessee is nearly as good as they're a 1 seed. They earned it, but come on, You know, that team is, and I know they're going to get Derrick Henry back, but it's just not going to be they're. I just don't think they're that good. I really am intrigued by Buffalo. I still think Kansas City is the best team in that conference, and they were my favorite to win the whole thing going back a couple of weeks. I don't think I'm coming off that, but this is as much parity as there has been in a playoff. Like, if you go and look at all the lines, the spreads for all of these games, there are only a couple where it's more than a touchdown.
Yep. There's like 2, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the...
Or a couple, like you said.
Yeah, it's... There's only a couple. Well, actually, there's only 2. Same thing, Kevin. The Chiefs and I think it's the Bucks. The Bucks, I think, are the
only game. 2. There's only 2 that are more than a touchdown.
Right.
And it's those 2, yeah.
So, I mean, you're looking at some pretty close games. I think this is going to be one of the more exciting wild card weekends we've seen.
Yeah, the team I really want to do well is Cincinnati.
I really like Joe Burrow. And their offense is fun.
Jamar Chase is great. Higgins is fun.
Not a huge Joe Mixon fan.
But he's good.
He's a scumbag, but he's good.
He's good. But it's more a Joe Burrow thing because I do think that he's got that future QB1 thing. Like he's as gifted as any of these guys. He's obviously shown this year that it's more than just 1 year at LSU. Like, I think he's a deserving number. I know he got hurt last year, which kind of ruined the whole, how's he going to handle a whole year? But the fact that he's this good.
While missing all that time from last year.
He's very, very impressive. I don't know if I want to say this, but I'm going to. He might be the next Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, he could be.
He might be.
And Justin Fields is the next Russ Wilson.
Or...
what?
Maybe he's the next Andre Ware.
That's enough.
That reference is too old. That's not a good one.
He
may be the next Mitch Trubisky. No, all right. I'm sorry. Terrible. I like Fields a lot. I like Fields a lot.
We need a break.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, the most important topic of the day.
OX.
Come on, Ron. Horns up.
Oh, is this Don't Tell Me?
It's not Muse, I can tell you that.
Oh, Muse has a new cut out. We got to hear
sure
that next
rocks.
Break. Yeah, it does, you jerk.
Can you even name who this is? Let's bring it. Bring it a little bit down, and I'm going to leave it playing. Come on,
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
you know that's
the Who.
Wrong.
This is the Who.
Come on.
Van Heusen.
That's a shirt.
Megadeth.
I can't remember if he swears here. We better be careful. You're on the right track.
Rat.
Very close cousin to Megadeth. The bigger, stronger, better, more successful cousin.
Metallica.
There you go.
Okay. Bigger, stronger cousin.
Yeah, they are. They're way more successful. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I like Megadeth, too, but you Metallica is a boss, man.
I can't. Damn it. I wish I could think of the exact thing. There used to be a thing when I was in high school called Channel 1, and it started, like, in the mid-90s, and they put TVs up in the classroom, and so, like, during homeroom, there'd be, like, this 10-minute newscast, and, like, Anderson Cooper was on it.
Oh, okay.
That's where I think he got his start.
Hmm.
That and his mom was
totally
rich
not
and famous.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, they did a public service announcement for something. I can't remember what it was. And it was some safety thing that you're supposed to do. And they had the guys from Metallica doing the PSA on it. And I just remember them saying,
Lars do it?
I don't know. The guy with the hair. I don't know.
They all had hair.
Yeah. It's the one guy with the other hair, though. And I remember the dude saying, you know, we do this, and I dare any of you to call us, you know, weak or something like that. And I just remember everybody in the class laughing at them, like, who are these goobers?
Yeah, I would say this.
I don't know what it was, but...
You know, like, really skinny, hairy dudes don't really scream toughness.
No.
I mean, I think that's all. But it's
Metallica
not
does
that.
It, and
but
I they dare rock. You to call us.
They rock hard.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. You ever see... You come on. You, if they come to town, I'll take you to their show.
That sounded like Alice Cooper.
No.
That song.
No. Alice Cooper doesn't play that fast.
No?
Or that heavy.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alice Cooper's a huge sports fan. He has season tickets to the Arizona Diamondbacks. He lives out in Arizona, plays golf all day, and goes to Diamondback games at night.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's a huge
sports fan.
That's awesome.
In fact, he was quoted once. This is not really the topic, but we'll save the topic for a little later on since this is fun. He was quoted once. He was asked, you know, you're obviously, he's an international rock star, right? I mean, he's had an amazing career. Everybody knows who Alice Cooper is. And he was asked if he would rather be a rock star or be a baseball player. And his reply was, all I'd ask you is, where's my locker? He wanted to be the left fielder. He grew up in Detroit. He wanted to be the left fielder for the Detroit Tigers.
See, and that's interesting to me because
I'm sure he didn't have the skills to do it because he's a small person, but.
And that's probably why he didn't want.
But I mean, he's amazing.
That's what he wanted.
Right.
I think that's still an interesting question that people asked, would you rather be a rock star or an athlete? And I guess it depends if you're a LeBron, I think you'd want to be LeBron because or Michael, like that is awesome because you're basically a rock star. You're a worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super celebrity. But there'd be nothing better than being a rock star, getting out on stage. And no matter what you did, everybody in that crowd's going to love you for it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, but you could be an athlete. And you could screw up the biggest game of the year with the dumbest mistake, and that's all you're ever going to be known
Everybody's
for.
Everybody's going to hate you.
Right.
People are going to remind you about the timeout that you called when you didn't have a timeout.
Yes,
like
that's
Chris
all.
Weber. Chris Weber has like this amazing career, and then everything, he's just the butt
Bill
of a
Buckner.
Joke.
Bill Buckner is that, and he was a really good ball player. Meanwhile, Guns N' Roses tears up Riverport,
and
nobody talks about that anymore because
well,
they
anymore.
Had
a...
No.
A long time ago.
And people love him.
Well, we still
you know?
Talk about it, but, you know.
Not
he apologized when they came back here recently. He was like, hey, guys, been a long time. Sorry.
Yeah, that's really funny.
It was good. It was a laugh. It was an LOL at the show.
And I bet Axl Rose says LOL.
No, I don't think he does.
I bet he does.
It was definitely an LOL moment, though. All right, so what we're going to joke about here, / talk about here, is like old guy action movies because they never stop. And we're going to get to that next.
This is not a joke, Kevin.
No, we're going to get into it in a minute because we're going to do it here, but we're going to push it off a minute because I got distracted by something that I saw on Twitter that is loosely related to this that will be a good warm-up for that subject when we have more time in the next segment. So in the break, this is just during this past break, I was on the Twitter and I saw this thing that says breaking news. Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Camilla Marone, I don't know who that is, details the worst date of her life with the actor, okay? She says, quote, he rented out a whole cinema and made me watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys.
And that's awesome.
That makes me love that man.
That's great.
That is the greatest single fact I have ever learned about an actor in my entire life.
That's awesome.
Now, number one, I've always respected his work.
Yeah, I think he's great.
I think he's a tremendous, but I've always been kind of like, I don't know if I like him.
Really?
I've always been like, Because he was like, at first it was the pretty boy thing and like, okay, buddy, you're
those
pretty.
Those eyes, Kevin.
But he got, like, he's got good over time too, right? Like, he's been in some awesome movies.
He was a good actor Titanic.
That's a horrible movie.
Eyes blue like the
ocean.
That's
a horrible movie. That's what, honestly.
The Diamond of the Sea or whatever it is.
Honestly,
that she
drops. My hatred for him was from that movie.
You know, but
that and The Island, like those two movies, I was like, okay, this guy is not worth the hype. But he got into better stuff after that, and I say, you know what? He is worth the hype. This guy's a good actor. But this
that's amazing.
This makes me like absolutely adore the man.
Don't take it out on Leo, the fact that the worst person in the history of cinema, the worst character in the history of cinema is in that movie.
Which movie?
Titanic. It's not his fault.
Oh, it's totally him.
Yeah, the worst, the biggest villain in the history of movies is that stupid old lady.
It's been 87 years.
Yeah, that dumb old lady took them on a goose chase.
Wait.
For this stupid diamond, and she had it the whole time. I wish she would have fallen into
the
water. At the end of the movie.
I must have not seen this movie in a long time, or I've just forgotten that part of it. I didn't realize they were looking for a diamond.
That's the whole reason they were there above the Titanic wreck was so they could get into the safe to find that stupid diamond she was going on and on about.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out she had it in one of her 37 suitcases.
This makes me like her even more.
No, she sucks. And I wish.
She punked everybody.
I wish she would have fallen
like
in the
Ashton
water.
Ashton Kutcher should have popped out and gone, yeah, punked.
Yeah, she should have fallen in that icy Atlantic water again, but this time
so
died.
That's Rose, right?
There
old Rose.
Yeah, Rose sucks.
Not young Rose.
Door to save her this time.
No, there were two villains in that movie, and it was both of the main characters.
Leo?
Yeah.
He didn't do horrible. Anything wrong. He's a poor kid from somewhere, America, trying to get back to Wisconsin. Trying to get back to that cheese. He was in England. He won a ticket in a game of cards or something. Strip poker. I don't know, whatever it was. He got back to the country.
I didn't like that movie.
It was a great movie.
Except
for the worst person ever is Rose. Say it's Billy Zane. It's not.
He was a nerd.
What are you talking about? He was wealthy?
Right, but he was a nerd. He's like, hello, I'm so awesome that you guys don't even know.
It's not his fault that he's lost all of his hair since.
Hi, I'm awesome.
Oh, he was Billy Zane,
hey, listen,
great
I'm,
guy.
I'm better than all of you guys because rich.
Well, I tell you.
Go back to steerage, poor boy.
Yeah, go back to Rose. They should have kept her locked so she couldn't have gotten out because she had that stupid diamond the whole time.
Okay. All I wanted to say, though, was that Leonardo DiCaprio is now my hero for this story.
I think it's great.
That he took this. I don't know who this lady is. She looks like a model. So I'm guessing she's probably a model because that's the kind of people that guys like Leo date.
Oh, Leo dates several of those women.
The fact that like that's what he did. I love that. That's awesome. And again, for those that missed it a couple seconds ago, he rented out the whole movie theater and made his new date watch all of the Star Wars movies while he ran around with a lightsaber. That's so great. I love him so much.
I think it's so great.
I'm going to do that. I want to reenact that.
Well, that seems like a thing that you would do on your own.
Oh, I've done things, plenty of things just like that.
Remember
never rented out the whole theater because I didn't have that kind of jack when I, you know, was doing these kind of things.
Years ago, one of the original meme videos, like the first viral videos was the Star Wars kid. Remember that poor kid? Do you know what I'm talking about? He had this is 20 years ago, 15 something years ago. And just type in Star Wars kid. And he's got like a poll of some kind, and he is recording himself trying to act like Darth Maul, spinning the thing around.
I have seen that.
And somebody got a hold of it and put it out there for everybody the poor kid.
Yeah, I'll
ruined his life.
Later. All right, so we were going to talk about old guy action movies, so we'll do that next on KMOX.
To the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gutter!
Big fly, Nolan Arenado!
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, wrapping it up tonight with a little bit of old guy action movie news. Now, I'm going to say this, Ronj. I didn't, for whatever reason, when I was like a younger person, the old guy action movies didn't bother me too much. Now, they didn't make as many of them back in the day. So because these guys that are action heroes are now old. But back then, they were not that old. They were, you know, normal age and making action movies. But the old guy action movies now bother me. And they bother me more because I'm older and I know what you can and can't do anymore.
Oh.
Like, you know, I've spent my life doing sports, yeah. Right? I know how what it feels like to move with the quickness and agility and what it takes to, you know, control your balance and lift heavy things and all of that. And I can still do those things, but I can't do them like I did when I was 35. And when I'm 65, I won't be able to do them like I do now, which is why these movies kind of drive me crazy. Like, the older guys kicking much ass is kind of weird.
Well, maybe these guys.
By older guys, I mean guys 60s and older.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson does have a new film coming out called Blacklight.
Is this a real movie? Because I like Liam Neeson. I think he's a good actor, but is this one of those, like, Taken movies where he's, like, kicking people's booties?
Well, yeah, he kicks people's asses. He's a fixer who is...
So he's Ray Donovan.
He's Ray Donovan, but I think he's trying to get out of the business, but they won't let him. And he wants to spend time with his granddaughter or something.
Right.
And then he has to go kick butt. So I just saw the trailer. The movie's coming out February 2nd. Liam Neeson is 69.
Yeah, nice.
It's a nice age. And he is going to... Look, here's the difference between you and Liam Neeson.
He's tall.
He was a brawler in his younger days.
By the way, the movie, Rob Roy. You should go see that.
That's the boxing movie.
That's when he's a fighter back in the day, yeah.
But also, he probably doesn't have 3 Mountain Dews a day. So that's why he's capable of beating the living
bejesus
out of people.
No, the Mountain Dews make you more capable because you get energy.
Well, for a short burst.
That's all you need.
But this guy, he's probably...
I got the short joke there, too, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would never make a short joke about you, except for the one I just made. But he is probably, I don't know, he's probably just eating... chicken breasts and broccoli
all
the time.
It's about how they move. Have you ever noticed, like, when they edit those together? Well, so what was the recent mob movie where they youngified De Niro? Where they made him look a lot younger than he really was.
The Jimmy Hoffa movie?
It might have been that, but I'm spacing out on it.
You mean they did the special effects?
Yeah, they did the special effects to make him look younger than he really was.
Yeah, I don't know.
And in the one scene where he's beating somebody up, it's like, dude, you're in slow motion. Like, you can't even bend your knees, and you're supposedly, like, pounding the crap out of this guy. Like, that's the problem. It's like, it's the way you move. You're very stiff, and you're like, you know, like...
All right.
It's not believable.
Here's where I'm going to...
Like, I can believe The Rock. The Rock is 50.
Yeah.
He's older than me, but I'm like, look at him. Of course he can beat people's butt. Yeah.
Well, okay. So
and he still moves like an athlete.
You remember the name Doug Buffone?
Oh, yeah.
So Doug was a former Bears linebacker. Big and dude. He worked at the station I worked at. I saw him every day. And that man, you know, like in his 70s, he eventually passed, I think it's 75. But that guy... Like, if he wanted to, could have beaten the crap out of both of us. Like,
you
too.
No.
Kevin.
No.
Kevin, he had his hands.
I met the man.
His hands were the size of catcher's mitts.
It's okay. You still got to be able to move, bro.
He would have killed you.
Not sure if I stood still and said, go ahead, hit me.
Well, I've heard that he went after somebody at the station once, and they were surprised at the agility. Like, and he was joking around, but he got up from a chair and went at somebody and, like, pinned him up against the wall.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, where did that come from?
No, that is a thing, by the way. And what it is
it's called old man strength.
Well, no, it's the understanding of a decision and a move and not thinking about it, right? Because they don't even blink. Football players,
right?
Boxers.
And you think Liam Neeson, the fixer, can't do the same thing?
He's an actor.
But in this movie, he's a fixer.
I know, but he's an actor.
Suspend disbelief.
And I'm sure the guys that he's beating up are all like other bad people that fight a lot, right? They're like criminals.
Yeah, but they're not as good as he is.
That's not like fighting you.
He has a particular set of skills.
Not in this movie.
Yes, he does. He's
only
a fixer.
Only in the Taken movie he's got those set of skills.
Well, I think he probably brought those from the Taken movies.
Yeah. Now, Ray Donovan I could buy. I mean, you know, Liev Schreiber's probably in that 50 range. He's probably about my age. But he's a large person, and he still moves reasonably well. It's all about how you move, man. It's not about the age. I should take away. It's not about old guy action movies. It's about, like, whether or not you look like you can actually move without falling over.
Liev Schreiber is 6'3", and he'll be 55 this year.
Yeah, see, I mean, like, I could buy him as Ray Donovan.
Yeah. He also is the voice of the NFL films.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does the voiceover work.
Oh.
Liev Schreiber.
Never paid attention. He's really good, by the way. I like him.
And I think there's a Ray Donovan movie coming out.
There is. It's coming out. In fact, it's out, maybe.
Oh, really?
It's, like, this month. I don't know if it's out or not, but it's on Showtime, yeah.
Oh, that's great news. I love that show.
Yeah,
and it's a great show. So they're I guess, finishing it up with a film.
Who's your favorite character? We got 30 seconds before we're done.
Oh, it's Ray. He's the best.
Ray?
Oh, yeah.
He's your favorite character?
Actually, I like, who's the shorter brother that's got the disability?
Oh, man. Mickey?
No, Mickey's the dad, the piece
Mickey's
of crap
the dad.
Dad.
Yeah, yeah, he's great, too, though.
Yeah.
He's pretty great. Bunchy's my favorite.
Bunchy. You know who Bunchy used to be, used to date in real life?
No.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
Learn something new today.
You're welcome.
Hey, good job today, buddy.
Hey, thanks
good
for having me.
Good talking with you. We'll do this again sometime.
Sounds great.
Have a good weekend. Navigate the snow. Don't crash.
Same to you.
See you, buddy. Chris Ranji signing off. Kevin Wheeler with you here. We'll talk to you guys on Monday here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.